Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of We Are God's Gift. I'm Nathan, your host of this podcast. And before we get into the topic of today's episode, I want to thank everybody for listening to the first 5 episodes of this podcast. And also, before we get going today, I want to encourage everybody to go leave me a 5-star review on your Apple podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Please go leave a 5-star review and tell me what you think about the podcast, what you like about the podcast, what you don't like, what you think we can fix. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about talking with angels. Talking to angels is today's episode. Talking to angels is today's episode. I talk to my angel all the time. My mother is my angel. She's my guardian angel. And I talk to her all the time. Every day we talk to one another. I talk to my mom all the time. And she's my angel. She looks out for me. She helps me. She's helped me get to where I am today and discover myself and be positive and spread love to so many people. And I talk to her all the time. And I've had people tell me that you can't talk to angels, when in reality, you can talk to angels. I talk to angels all the time, every day of my life. I talk to my mom, and she came to me in a dream one night, and she said, you know, what do you want to do with your life? And I told my mom, I said, I want to make a difference in this world. I want to lift people up. I want to be kind to as many people as I can. And I want to get to know more people and make a difference in this world. And that's what I've always been, I've always wanted to do, is find a way to make a difference. And you know, it's amazing the amount of feedback I've gotten on the last 5 episodes of the podcast. Today, you know, we're going to talk about talking to angels, talking to angels. And I hope you guys stick around. I hope you guys, as always, get something from the episode. And I hope you talk to your angel just like I do mine. And I hope that, you know, that you get something from your angel that you've been looking for. And my mother is my angel, and she has always been, you know, there for me when I needed to talk to her. And just because your loved ones are gone or they passed on does not mean you can't still communicate with them, because you can. You can still communicate with all your loved ones that have passed on and that have gone, that have passed away. You can always do that. That's what I've had to learn over the years, is that my mom is still here with me. She's still talking to me. She also helped me come up with a name for this podcast, and it's amazing, our conversations. You know, I love talking to her. I love and miss her dearly, but I know that she's in a better place, and that's what you have to get in your mind. You know, it's okay to miss someone, but you also have to get in your mind that they're in a better place and they're no longer suffering or in pain, and they're, you know, they're still there with you, helping you make the right decisions and guide you through this world. And that's what my mom's been doing. She's been guiding me through this world. For those that have not listened to the previous episodes of the podcast, my mom passed away when I was 8 years old. Just to give you a little bit of a backstory for those who haven't listened, My mom passed away when I was 8 years old from lung cancer, and it was the hardest thing that I ever had to go through. And I'm just now learning to cope with it, and well, I've been learning for the past 18 years to cope with it, and I'm just now able to talk about it and able to, you know, get my story out there. You know, I have cerebral palsy as well, you know, CP for those who like to abbreviate things sometimes. So, you know, I wake up every day and my life's a struggle, but I thank God every day that He's given me the chance to breathe another breath, and make this world a better place, and in my own way. So always pray. If you wake up in the morning and you know you have another day, always praise God. Not always, you know, thank Him for another day, and you know, thank him for giving you life, and showing you the way, and showing you how to make a difference in people's life. And this episode is currently being recorded at 1 o'clock p.m. in the morning on a Tuesday. When you're listening to this, it will already be Wednesday. It will be available also on my YouTube channel, We Are God's Gift podcast on YouTube. So I hope you guys like it. And but you can talk to angels. You can talk to them, and they will help you through anything in your life. And you know, they will help you discover who you really are. And even though your loved one has passed on, you can still talk to them, and they will be your angel. They will help you through many of the struggles that you will go through in life. They will help you make the right choices. They will help you make new friends. They will help you discover the path that you're supposed to be taking to make it to heaven one day. So they'll help you discover that. And if you haven't followed me on Twitter, my username is @NathanBranch12 on Twitter. You can follow me there and give me topic suggestions for the podcast episode. You know, tell me what I can fix about the podcast. You can reach me there as well. You can also reach me on Instagram @NathanBranch, @NBranch192018. That is NBranch1918 on Instagram as well. So you can reach me there, and on Twitter @NathanBranch12 on Twitter. So if you want to ask me any questions, or if you have any topics for the podcast. But yes, I talk to my mom almost every day, and anybody can talk to their angel. Anybody that's passed on can be your angel, whether it's your grandparent, your grandmother, your grandpa, your mima, your uncle, your mother, your mother's mother. Anybody can be your guardian angel that has recently passed on in your life, and or passed away in your life. And sorry if I'm all over the place in this podcast episode, but I've learned over the years that my mom is still here with me, and she's still helping me through my ups and downs and everything that I go through, and all the hard times and the difficult times. And it drives me to want to help people, you know, and be there for people just like she's there for me. My mom has always been there, and It drives me to want to help people. Drives me to want to help people. And sorry if I repeat things. I'm just trying to get my pronunciation of words good, so you know, so you guys don't miss anything. So, but she's always been there for me. She's always had my back. My mom is still my guardian angel today, and she always has been, and I love her with everything in my heart. And I wanted to talk about talking to angels today because I talk to mine every day, daily, and my mom means so much to me. And you know, she helped me come up with the name for this podcast, and I talk to her in my dreams sometimes. If you talk to your angel in your dream, if your angel comes to you, whether it's your grandpa or your grandma or whoever has passed on in your life, and your angel comes to you, and they can also, you can also communicate to God through angels as well. And if you know, when you start doing that and you start noticing that God's bringing you an angel, bringing you an angel to help you, you'll start feeling better. You'll start feeling confidence coming your way, and you'll start being more happy and more understanding for people in your life, and you'll start to see that God is moving in your life. And when he brings an angel your way, like my mother, she's been there for me since I was born. Even after she's not here anymore, she's still here for me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to have my mom in my life. And she means so much to me. But yes, the question today was, can you talk to angels? And that is a yes. You can talk to angels, and that's why I wanted to cover today about talking to angels, because they'll help you figure things out. They'll help you discover who you are, and they'll help you discover yourself, and get you on the right path. And I encourage you, if you've had someone recently that has passed on and you are missing them, talk to them. Talk to them in your prayers. Talk to them through reading the scriptures. Talk to them, and they will help you through all of your situations in life, and they'll help you make the right decisions, and they'll help you better understand, you know, what you're supposed to be doing in life. And they'll help you better understand your mission that God has given you to do. And that's what angels do. They help you. They communicate to you. Angels communicate to you through God. And that's what I believe, that you, while you're talking to your angel, you're also talking to God, and you know, that's what I believe, and I believe that for a long time, and I still believe it. And my mom and I, she came to my dream one night, and she said, you know, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to make a difference. I want to make people smile, and I want people to learn how to love each other and care for the people in their life, and be a positive role model for not only kids but teens and everybody that they can. And that's what I've always wanted to do. But, you know, I encourage you all today listening to this podcast, talk to your angel. And in order to do that, in order to talk to your angel, you have to pray. You have to ask questions. And you have to call your angel out by name. And, you know, you have to call your angel out by name. And when you do that, they will come to you. And they will talk to you. Anytime you need them, they're always there. Kind of reminds me of that movie, Angels in the Outfield. You know, the baseball movie where the angels help the other team win, and, you know, kind of reminds me of that, that angels are always there, you know, they're always there for you to talk to, and you can talk to angels, and they'll put you on the right path to success, and they'll make a difference in your life, and they can also make a difference in somebody else's life as well, and that's what I've learned over the years as well. So this is not really going to be a very long episode today, but I did want to let you guys know, if you haven't already, go back and watch the first 5 episodes of the podcast. Leave a review as well. It helps out a lot. It lets me know what you guys like and don't like about the podcast. And if you have any questions, like I said, you can find me on Twitter at NathanBranch12. You can find me on Instagram at NBranch192018. If you have 2018, if you have any questions. And if you have any topics that you want me to discuss, you can also find me on Instagram or YouTube at We Are God's Gift Podcast on YouTube. You can find me there as well. This podcast will be available on YouTube, but I've started over on YouTube, so I'll give you more information about it as well in a future podcast as well. So, but thank you guys so much for listening today. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support you've given me on these podcasts. I really appreciate it. Go talk to your angel today. Go talk to your family member that has passed on. They'll help you through your life. They will help you and they'll encourage you. And if you ever need someone to talk to, you can also find me and talk to me about any situations that you might be facing, because I might can help you. So until the next podcast, you guys love each other, care for each other, and respect each other. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe anywhere you get your podcast. Make sure to leave a review. Leave 5 stars. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye, you guys.